Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, December 1st, 2011. Israeli opposition leader Tzipi Livni met with President Abbas in Jordan, and a senior Hamas leader believes that the movement was wise to shift towards a non-violent popular resistance. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Abdul Nasir Fawanna, a Palestinian researcher and former detainee who specialises in detainee affairs, stated that the Israeli occupation is still holding captive more than 40 disabled Palestinians. Fawanna issued a report which comes ahead of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, which is marked on December 3rd of each year. Dr. Ahmad Youssef, one of the senior political leaders of the Hamas movement, stated that the recent meeting between President Abbas and Hamas political bureau chief Khaled Meshel set the vision of a unified strategy for the struggle against the occupation, adding that the movement is adopting non-violent resistance as a strategy. He added that the Hamas movement made a wise decision in adopting popular resistance as a strategy, as Israel uses armed Palestinian resistance as an excuse to attack Gaza, to keep it under siege and to target its leaders. He did claim that should their enemies decide to attack Gaza, they will defend themselves. He also stated that by adopting popular resistance, the movement will be able to improve its international relations, especially amidst the current changes in the Arab countries and the world, and added that the West is, quote, starting to understand the Islamic movements and has stopped marginalising them, unquote. Israeli radio has reported that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas held a meeting in Amman on Wednesday with Israeli opposition leader of the Kadima party, Tzipi Livni. The radio said that Livni demanded Abbas return to the negotiation table without any delays, adding that Palestinian unilateral moves will never lead to a comprehensive agreement with Israel. Livni stated that serious Israeli-Palestinian peace talks will help restore calm in the region, and claimed that extremist fighters in the Arab world had taken advantage of the situation and the protests. During their meeting, also attended by a number of Israeli officials, Abbas and Livni discussed the Palestinian Reconciliation Agreement and the efforts to establish an interim unity government until new elections are held. The Israeli Prime Minister told Livni that the only Israeli body fit to negotiate with the Palestinian Authority is the elected government. Livni responded by saying that his government should negotiate instead of bringing on Israel's isolation. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, December 1st daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and me, William Gibson.